Hello and welcome to the Inner Bitch, Inner Truth podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jacquiri, naturopathic doctor turned speaker, writer, and intuitive empowerment coach. Each week, I bring you inspiring stories, people, and messages to help you lean into loving your emotions, transforming your relationship with yourself and others, and giving you the clarity you need to create a life you love. You'll hear me talk a lot about how understanding is healing. And today, I want to talk about vulnerability hangovers. Because I think once you understand what this actually is, you will experience some emotional healing. So what is a vulnerability hangover? This is a term coined by Brené Brown, and she defines it as the feeling that sweeps over us after we feel the need to connect and we share something deeply meaningful. Minutes, hours, or days later, we begin to feel regret sweep over us like a warm wave of nausea. Yeah, I have 100% experienced a vulnerability hangover, and I can basically guarantee that every single one of you listening has also experienced a vulnerability hangover. And maybe just take a second and think about the last time that you really opened up to someone and how that felt, and how the next morning maybe you were like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I said all of that. I wonder what they think about me. I wonder if they're like judging me for the things that I told them, you know, that I've done or that I felt or that I need, or what are they thinking? I don't know what to do about this. And I mean, that's like 100%. I've been there. So that was a vulnerability hangover. And it's actually a normal thing. It's something that happens when we share a part of ourselves that we are judging and that we are making be a bad thing. And in sharing, that's actually healing. A vulnerability hangover is actually a good thing. It's a sign of healing, of dissolving shame. So I want to talk a little bit about shame, because I think that this is the thing that really sets the anchor down and is what I would try to work with patients with homeopathy on, trying to cut these anchors, because it's the shame. It's like you can't get any other healing done if there's shame covering up the deep wound. So in order to dissolve shame, in order to heal shame, you have to share. You have to open up to someone and be willing for them to love you in spite of that thing. So that's how shame dissolves, is that when we open up and we share and we're accepted for all of it, for all of the bad things that we were terrified to tell people, when we're accepted in spite of those things, we are dissolving shame. And so as the shame dissolves, these vulnerability hangovers are going to be part of that process. And it's just because you've never shared that quote unquote bad part of yourself before. And it's scary. You don't know if you're not accepting that part of yourself, you don't know if that other person is going to accept that part of you or what they'll think of you if you do open up and share. But what I can say from my journey, and especially working with clients, this actually happens often with people that I'm working with. They'll open up and share something, and maybe they'll text me the day of, maybe I'll talk to them a couple days later or the next time I see them, and they'll say something like, I can't believe that I shared that with you, and I hope that you don't think that I'm, you know, this terrible person or that something's wrong with me. And I always have to explain the vulnerability hangover, and that, you know, I've done a lot of shit too. I am not this perfect person. Who, if I were to judge you, what would that make me? So once they understand what a vulnerability hangover is, they can take a sigh of relief, like, okay, it's actually normal to be feeling this thing too. And so I just wanted to take a quick moment and share this with you because, like I said, there's healing in understanding. And the next time that you open up and share a part of yourself that you're scared to share and you're accepted for it, and you still kind of feel this, you know, the inner nausea, like Brené Brown said, that wave kind of come over you. For me, it happens like the next day, or even maybe a couple hours later, but it's like once you experience and you start to feel that, just remember this, remember the vulnerability hangover, and remember that it's part of the process. All of this is part of emotional healing and really healing yourself and loving yourself wholly, because every single part of you is welcome. Every single part of you is valid. And no matter where you are at on your very worst day and the worst things that you have ever done, no matter what that is, you are still worthy of love. You are still worthy of love. You are still enough. So just remember that. Sending you all so much love.